This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
NFL fans, are you hungry for a big win this weekend? DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has you covered. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game, and if they do, you can win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win with promo code FANRUN in all caps this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
That's working. Overtime.
Working a little overtime.
That'll suck some power. Overtime.
Maybe I'll just stay and work overtime.
Overtime again.
Working a little overtime.
OT. Apologize for the delays. Was trying to get some things set up, some technical difficulties, and some talking. All the issues here. You can't put me and Tucker in a room together without someone here to kind of just get us on our job. Yeah. Folky used to get us in here by 6:05 when you were here on time type deal.
Hey, I'm on time. I'm not pretty frequently.
Yes, I'm talking about the past.
I was late a lot.
When we would go in at 6:15 and there was no other reason other than co-host was late. And that's nothing wrong with that because you fixed that now.
Yeah.
But we needed someone to get us in on time. Someone be like, hey guys, shut up for a second. You know what I mean? Or just turn the mics on so we can continue conversations with the mics on.
Yeah, Folky would do that a lot. We would be mid-conversation and he would just yell out, 30!
That's true.
And force us into a thing. But we actually had stuff we were doing.
This is true.
But yeah. We're talkers.
Overtime, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, going up until 8 p.m. As always, Will Stevens. That's the voice you're hearing right now. Tucker Holt over there, the other voice coming from the microphones. There's only two of us in here.
One, two.
It's not hard to get confused.
Not, and we sound nothing alike, I don't think.
I don't think so either.
I think I have a more southern
I have a much manlier
drawl.
Voice. Yes.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Yeah, you have a much more baritone voice.
My normal voice is like this deep, but then when I get excited, it gets up to here, and I start going like this. And so every time I'm talking to somebody, and I first start talking, they're like, "Oh, blah, 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 blah,"
yeah,
and start making fun of me. It's very annoying.
Yeah, I have a tendency to my voice goes up very high when I get excited.
Yeah,
and you have to catch yourself and be like, you sound like an idiot.
Just imagining Tucker,
like full high tenor,
seeing a hot chick, and then just like being a tea kettle on the street, just.
Yeah, that's me. I go running down the street. People have no idea what's going on. They think I'm one of those dog whistles.
I was going to say, all the dogs on the sidewalk
are chasing
going crazy.
Me.
It's like catnip.
Yeah, it's a real issue. I've been trying to work on that. I can't meet women these days due to that.
That's it's due to?
That's the one reason.
That's what it's due to.
I'm short and I'm smelly, remember?
I wasn't going to say it, but, you know, you said it, so it's true.
I mean, I get there first, you know? That's me.
A premature insulter.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm like Eminem in 8 Mile. You know, I'll go ahead and throw out all the insults so that you have none, and it worked. Spoiler alert, everybody.
Would you like me to come up with some?
No,
that's what I thought.
No, you
that's
could.
That's what I thought.
I'm an easy target.
I'm the Eminem of this situation. I mean, actually, we're probably both Eminem.
We're both
you
Eminem.
With the homophobic slurs, me with just
whoa,
the bars and insults.
Whoa, no, that is not true. I disavow
that. You're right,
you
do have some bars and insults as well.
No. Yes. Bars and insults, but no slurs. I'm a good person, people.
Eminem really is if John Gruden was a rapper.
I mean, I guess so, yeah.
Just go with it.
Sure, yeah, I agree. That is a great take. How was your day, Will?
It was pretty good.
Did you have a good one?
I won't lie. Working. I'm a working man now. A full-time job. My body is broken, as people have said before. I haven't had a day job in a while. I think I said this yesterday, but like I just everything hurts in my lower body. Like every step I take, anything I do. It's just, it's like I worked out and I don't work out. So this is, it's been a challenge, but I'll get over it after a couple of weeks. Got my time request off for the Bob Dylan concert I'm
there
going
go.
To. So knock on wood that I don't have to quit this job pretty early if they don't give me that time off, because I'm not going
to
show up.
You don't have to quit the whole job. They won't fire for, you know, for calling in sick.
I guess.
That's what I would do. Just don't be talking
about
the Bob Dylan concert the week before.
Yeah, no, I already mentioned it.
And you already asked off.
I didn't know where
it,
the request off place was, so I was like,
right.
Hey, where's the request off thing? And they're like, oh, it was just like one of the girls who works the counter. I was like, oh, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm going to a Bob Dylan concert. And apparently I said that loud, and like all the other girls at the counter heard and was like, oh, wow, that's cool. Again, like,
wow.
Kind of cool.
You're killing them, Will.
But at the same time, like,
you're the coolest guy.
All of them heard it. And so there's no doubt in my mind that, I mean, it's a very friendly staff,
right.
So everyone talks to each other. There's no doubt in my mind that everyone by November 10th will know what Will Stevens is doing on that day.
Happy birthday to my brother.
I just realized I requested the wrong days off as I said that out loud.
Oh, no. Well, they can fix that. I mean, it's not like it's wrote in stone.
It's true. It's wrote on paper.
It's on paper.
But
you got white out.
It
you
is in pen. It is in pen.
You white that out. Or scribble through it. Who cares? It's not like they're going to fire you.
Oh, no.
What if they fire you?
That would blow.
Wouldn't that suck? They're like, no, you get one shot.
Another little Eminem reference.
You get one shot, one opportunity.
You gonna make it last?
You didn't seize
you
everything
let
you
it
ever
slip?
Wanted. Wow. But yeah, it's tough being out there in the working world, man. Yeah.
No, it is. It is indeed. I do want to say like how I just realized I messed up. I did mess up yesterday.
What'd you do?
We had a mistake. All right, not we had a
we?
Mistake. I had a mistake. I had a
on the show.
Yeah, I mean, it's just I can't stop thinking about what I said about Bama.
Right. You still thinking about it?
I haven't stopped.
Huh.
I didn't sleep at all last night thinking about, because like Bama is still Bama, and like I feel
they're
like
pretty good.
I feel like I can't come on here, and obviously we get satirical, but that was a serious take, and I feel like sometimes
from
when you have bad takes like Chris Broussard, you got to step up to the plate and own up to it, and it's my mistake.
Okay.
Historically, not historically, but recent years, we don't beat Bama on
in
the
our lifetimes.
Yeah, we don't beat Bama on the third Saturday in October. We don't.
Right.
But good news, it's the fourth Saturday in October this year.
Oh,
baby.
Wow. Okay. So they beat us on the third Saturday. That's
yes, sir. Which then leads me into, we're beating Bama.
Still?
All, signs.
Still
it's
in it.
It's the signs.
Okay. What signs do you have?
It's the fourth Saturday in October.
Okay. That's the sign.
That's number one.
You said signs with
number
an S.
Number two.
Okay,
they haven't looked
more.
As good.
Okay, a little weaker point, the second point, but it is a little true. I mean, they aren't the best football team of all time.
Number three.
Oh, more points.
Playing pissed off. Coming off a hard-fought loss. Maybe the Tennessee wants to show that their fans' emotions actually mean something to them. They show up, and they punch Alabama in the mouth.
I do. I mean, obviously, Heupel wasn't just going to walk out there and be like, yep, you know, they're way better than us. We're going to lose. You know, I mean, but I do like the way he's kind of, you know, he's going into this game with every intention of upsetting Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no chance, you know, I hope we just go out there and compete. That's not in his brain.
No.
He wants to go out there and beat Nick Saban on Saturday.
And number four, and I don't root for injuries, but Tennessee has a very, very strong history of knocking out star players in big games. I don't root for injuries, but that is just a fact.
Okay.
Chubb, Kerry Collins. Tua.
Lattimore.
Like we could go on and on and on. I just can't think of any right now. But
no,
we
Sean
could.
Moreno.
Georgia, yeah. Sorry,
yeah.
I had to think for a second. I was just thinking about the, like,
the tier.
Ounce tier. Yeah,
the
yeah.
tier. That's that was probably built up.
I don't understand how you don't just, like, send no Sean Moreno to California right now and just, like, put him in a helicopter and then show him, like, a video, like, the Sarah McLachlan, like, in the arms
no,
of the
you
angels.
Need to play the national anthem.
Good point. I guess that's true.
You play the national anthem, that fire's gone. Okay? It's as easy as that.
It's true. This is
I don't know, but the thing is, most of those injuries like weren't even our fault, you know?
No, it's just freak accidents.
It's
but
just
it
like
still
the,
happens
it
against
just
Tennessee.
It,
like,
it's
like,
true.
Like, no matter what happens.
I mean, on the road, at home.
Heinz
it
Ward.
It is strange. We
it's
heard Heinz Ward?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Didn't we break his leg? Or we didn't break his leg,
God,
but his leg was broken as a result of playing Tennessee during one play. Look that up.
I don't know.
Look
where did Heinz Ward play in college?
Georgia.
He played
did he? Georgia. Yeah.
See, I'm not a big Heinz Ward guy.
What does that mean? Just, I always thought it was really cool that his name was Hines, and was Hines Field.
And yeah, I think that was cool.
I was like, that's God at work right there.
I did think that was pretty cool.
I was like, oh, checkmate, atheist. Why would Hines Ward be drafted and played and have a Hall of Fame career at Hines Field? What do you think about that?
I mean, it's cool.
Are you looking it up right
now? I can't. There's no way. I can't find this injury. I don't think. Did Hines Ward hurt himself in college?
Hines Ward broken leg.
He broke his leg?
2008, Hines Ward, huge block. 2008, kicks ball up in the air. Hines Ward. Am I just, like, wrong? Did my dad lie to me?
I mean, I believe he was in the NFL when he got hurt, right? Or something? No?
Hold on.
I feel like he didn't get hurt. Hines Ward didn't have a... He broke his kneecap in the fourth grade.
That's what I was talking about.
And he played without a ligament because he hurt himself.
Oh, apparently he's missing an ACL in his left knee.
Yep.
That's all that's popping up right now.
Yep, that's what I've figured out so far. From what I can tell, I think you're making this up in your brain.
This one's not me making it up.
When
my
he came
dad
out of college, it was discovered that Ward was missing an anterior cruciate ligament in his left knee, which he lost during a bicycle accident during childhood. Ward broke his kneecap in the fourth grade, and the doctors never accounted for the ligament. What horrible doctors never checked to make sure all his ligaments were there? What year was this?
I have no idea.
I mean, I don't know how old he was.
What am I?
Fourth grade. Had to be, what, like the 80s?
Did my dad lie to me?
I mean, it's certainly possible. Dads be doing that a lot, you know? It probably wasn't even on purpose, you know?
My dad's just stupid?
He was just wrong, possibly. Yeah, I've had that. Me think something for my entire life just because my mom told me one time, and then one day you say that as a fact to the wrong person. Like, no, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
The only difference is you said it to the wrong person. I just said it to all of our listeners.
Right.
Live on air.
But those are the right people. They know. They're not shocked if Hines Ward didn't get injured. I don't know. He played before my time. That was 94 to 97.
I wasn't alive.
Me neither.
Sick.
So...
I'm so upset that this isn't true.
Who's to know? I mean, it could be true, but I mean, that's pre-internet.
I feel like it would have popped up.
That's pre-internet,
no, but
my
guy. If I Google Kerry Collins' injury against Tennessee, it'll pop up. Because didn't we break his jaw?
Who?
Kerry Collins, star quarterback at South Carolina.
I mean, we might have broke his jaw.
Well, let's see if my dad lied to me multiple times.
Again, I don't have a huge memory bank of people that have been hurt playing against us. I'm still, like, blown away that we're on this subject. You know? I mean, I think there's a small possibility we can beat Alabama on Saturday without any injuries to their team. It's not a big possibility.
Did Kerry Collins not even play at South Carolina?
Oh, no. Will.
My whole life is flashing
Will.
Before my eyes right now.
Oh, no. You are in the weeds right now, my guy.
What is going on?
Oh, no. The people listening at home.
He played at Penn State?
That sounds right to me.
I'm going crazy.
Man, you're talking of college football before we were... I mean,
all things that my dad have told me. I can't talk to my dad ever again. He's just made me look like an ass of myself on
radio.
Maybe
you just don't listen.
No!
Are you sure?
Yes, 1,000%. Because every time anything happened in a football game we were watching, and Kerry Collins was also playing for the Titans at the time, because it was right after Vince Young.
Right.
I remember vividly multiple times he was mentioning that we had broken his jaw when he played at South Carolina, and that he is also, Hines Ward leg was broke against Tennessee, against Georgia.
I feel like you... are thinking of the wrong player then. It's not Kerry Collins.
I'm blown. We gotta take a break.
We gotta take a break.
I can't do any more show until I figure this out. And this is also bad radio.
Yeah. No, I'm not finding any South Carolina quarterbacks with jaws broken. Let's regroup.
Wow. That's crazy.
Hey. We'll regroup and it'll be okay.
More overtime next. I don't know. I can't.
Rough start.
Just hit the button, man. Hour one of overtime. Rolling right along live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. White Claw Hard Seltzer, crafted using quality ingredients. Made from a blend of seltzer water, a gluten-free alcohol base, and a hint of fruit flavor. 100 calories, 1 gram of sugar, 5% alcohol, available in 16 deliciously refreshing flavors. Please drink responsibly. White Claw Hard Seltzer. Shout out to White Claw. Big shout outs. Big ups. Big ups to the boys at White Claw.
Big ups.
As they say. My brain is still broken. I won't lie to you. This is gonna be a rough show for
this
Will Stevens.
This is your flu game.
The opening segment to melt my brain. Usually my brain gets melted once a show, but to melt it in the opening segment just throws me all sorts of out of wax.
Yeah, and it completely melted too. It wasn't like a defrost got put on. No.
No. It was
leaking.
It's still going.
Yeah. It's okay. You're gonna bounce back. You're a warrior. You're gonna push. You know?
Yeah.
We're gonna be just fine.
It's true. This is true.
This is why you make the big bucks.
Exactly why I make the big bucks. Exactly why I, Will Stevens,
you.
Make the big dollar signs, baby.
That's right.
Big ups to Will Stevens. That's what they say.
Straight up.
Put it on my paycheck. Big ups.
Stamped.
Trying to find something I want to talk about.
You looking for it?
Yeah, I guess we could go with this. There's a couple of things. It's just not maybe it's because I'm working, so I haven't had enough. Usually I just spend all day just scouring Twitter for good stories and funny things, and then I bookmark them, and then we have a good show prepped up and ready to go. But obviously working an actual day job, I don't have that time, and so I didn't get as much time to scour the internet. So maybe it is a good news day, and I just didn't see it, but it's been a pretty poor day in terms of funny things happening on the internet, unfortunately. But this one's not as much funny as it is just, let's go. I like this.
Okay.
Will Stevens likes this segment of the week. Evan Russell, with possibly the quote of the century to all, or to any of the fans that were a little too rowdy at Neyland Stadium on Saturday. You can make your way to Lindsey Nelson Stadium. You're welcome here.
I like that. I like that this baseball team embraces being a bit of villains,
now,
you know? They got chips on their shoulders.
It is easy for the baseball team to say this, as baseball is the only sport that has a net
separating.
Yeah, almost the entire fan section.
Right, so you literally, I mean, you got to arc it. You could get it over, you know? Maybe not an empty water bottle, so they would have to have some liquid, even more dangerous possibly at the baseball field, you know.
You'd have to get it up there too.
You
that's
do
coming
have to
down
get
with heat.
Moonshot.
That's
yeah.
coming down with heat like a meteorite.
Yeah.
Melt the plastic.
So but the thing is, it doesn't, you could try to throw bottles on that field. Our team still just, they'll hit them into the Tennessee River.
You won't need to throw bottles cuz we're going to be creaming people all
that's
over
right.
the place.
It's going to be fun baseball season this year. Just like last season. Possibility to be better than last year.
Possibility.
Still got pretty much everyone back for the most part.
With additions in those parts that we did not get back.
Yes. I mean, this team is, it's going to be fun. I think the momentum that the team got last year, you know, the fan support and all that, I'm really hoping that carries into next season, you know, because honestly, that was the most fun I've had with Tennessee athletics, you know, in a long time, for like a full season, you know?
I think, I'm not a baseball guy. I say this all the time.
Right.
But I think my main appeal to baseball, and I only went to the one game, but my main appeal to enjoying going to that baseball game is the ticket price. Like it is, it's the most cost-efficient,
for sure,
fun time you can have enjoying a Tennessee sporting event. No, not putting down any other sports, but like, I don't think the atmosphere. And it probably should be, and I think Vol fans should get on their wagon. But like the atmosphere isn't as great for women's soccer. You know what I mean? Like the atmosphere isn't as great for a track meet. You know what I mean? And those are cheaper tickets than baseball. But for the cost efficiency for fun time, if you put it on a graph, baseball is the number one on that scatter plot.
Yes, I mean college baseball is so much better. I've been to you know, a few major league baseball games, minor league. College baseball, atmosphere-wise, is better than both. And it's not really, I mean, it's hard to, you know, it's not really fair to compare it to minor league baseball. You know, there's not many diehard fans of minor league baseball. But, I mean,
and if you are,
it,
get some help.
Yeah, you need
that's
to.
That's weirder than rooting for high school teams.
You need to do some introspection, figure out what's going on with you. But even comparing it to the majors, where there's way more people, like the feeling is just a little, people care more about universities for some reason than they do pro teams. And it's just a lot more rowdy, you know? I mean, you're cheering like it's a football game. There's no reason to why Lindsey Nelson shouldn't still just be packed for almost every single game this year.
The only reason would be like you can't fill up the new seats, but we saw last year that it's definitely probably not going to be an issue.
No, you can definitely fill the new seats. You know, I would like those new seats. Have we heard
any word?
With my
name on them.
With your name on them. Okay.
No, I haven't heard any word.
I would like, you know, more permanent, you know, fixtures to sit down the first baseline. Be a little nice. You know, I would like to still see, because have we ever got any for sure plans on expanding Lindsey Nelson?
I know there was
there's talks that it's being
talks, but once football season hit, it all kind of trickled away.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Maybe
I mean,
not.
That's partially our fault, not our fault in general, but just like people
in the media.
Yeah, I mean, just Tennessee fans in general of like we got distracted by football.
Yeah, we get a little...
is not a fault. Like that's like you get distracted by football,
yes,
but at the same time,
like,
oh, where are these talks? Well, we stopped talking about them.
I guess so. Yeah. But I would like to see if there is a concrete plan. I mean, obviously, they can't really do anything for next
season.
Probably
less concrete, more maybe like, what are they, metal?
What kind of foundation would you want? You know, you got to put...
Hemp?
You need some concrete.
Have you seen the new, a lot of places where weed is legal are building houses out of hemp, and apparently it's a much more fire-resistant and a much stronger and cheaper way to make a house.
Okay. That's cool.
I don't know if this is any true. I saw three videos on the internet. I'm not saying this as a matter of fact.
You could be what you're saying now could be the same thing that happened to you in the first segment to someone listening to the show right now.
What do
you mean? You just presented that, you know, you just threw it out there, and there's a lot of people listening going, "Wow." And they're going to go tell somebody else that eventually.
It's true. No, this
I'm
is
not
a
saying
thing.
It's not.
This is a
I'm
thing.
Not saying it's not.
Not
I'm
like,
saying it could be.
It's not like, yeah, no, they make hemp houses and it's really like a completely different leaf. Like when I said Kerry Collins played for South Carolina,
right,
for Penn State. Like, no, they are.
No, I'm not accusing
houses.
You of being.
It's,
I'm not
it's a way
you of
to redo
wrong?
Lumber because the lumber industry apparently is corrupt or something.
It's corrupt. I know they ain't got no wood right now that's not super expensive. You know,
maybe
they
need some Viagra.
Got a little ED going on in the lumber community, yeah. But, I mean, yeah, weed house. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know how it would be more fire resistant, though.
Slow burn, I guess.
Maybe. But it makes paper. It burns. People smoke it.
Yeah, no, it definitely burns, but it
more fire. I guess more fire resistant than wood
yeah.
is saying something.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure. Yeah, if the ceiling is on the floor, then yeah, it's above that. Okay.
I got you.
Yeah.
Did you see Christian Wilkins very funny. He said Christian Wilkins today when asked this was yesterday, so not today. But when asked what the Dolphins D-line unit has to keep in mind when facing Matt Ryan, Christian Wilkins responded with if we're supposed to be in Ligma technique, we have to stay in Ligma technique. To which then Marcel Luis Jacquez, again, I probably butchered that, but we're going to go with it, then just daring him to say it, what technique? Christian Wilkins, never mind, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
It was a very, very funny tweet that came across my timeline.
No, no, nothing. Nothing. I think I attempted one of those while I was at the beach, and my dad said did the same thing, and I did the same thing. Where I was like, just forget it.
Don't worry about it.
You ruined it. It's too late.
I saw Soga Toa was trending today.
Who?
Soga Toa.
What is that? Is that a volcano, I'm assuming?
No, Soga Toa, these nuts. No, it's that was just all I wanted to bring it up for was that joke, and it was a beautiful, beautiful way to fit it in.
Wow.
But no, it's because I believe it was a California, maybe a Washington. It was on the West Coast or the Western
a mountain?
States. Perhaps maybe even a mountain, maybe even a hill for that matter. But there was a math teacher. Obviously, I believe it's. I gotta find it because
a nerd.
Yeah, it's a math teacher. Apparently, I didn't pay attention to math. That was the class I slept in. But apparently, Soka Toa are an acronym or a way to remember a certain way to do maybe cosine and sine and all those different things like that. I can't remember exactly what it goes into, but it's a math thing. And this, it should be said, she was a white math teacher, decided to do a PowerPoint teaching the Soka Toa method by wearing an Indian feather headdress that she had made out of paper, like it was a first grade Thanksgiving day. And then dance around for what seemed like the video was only like a minute long, but the person said that it was lasting for more than 10 minutes of the presentation, just dancing around Indian chanting or Native American chanting Soka Toa over and over again. And the person who filmed it was a Native American student who was like, what is going on? And so now Soka Toa is trending.
Wow.
I didn't really want to get into it, but Soka Toa was pretty fun.
Going to school already sucks. You know?
Yeah.
And it's math class. Let's be honest here. Nobody in that room wanted to be there in the first place.
No. Not even the teacher.
She woke up with a smile.
Today was the only day
she
wanted to be
there.
She
got her cup of coffee and she was like, today's the day. I'm going to wow them. They have no idea. They're going to know this mathematical principle so much.
Who was the Native American leader who ambushed Custard?
Sitting Bull.
Sitting Bull. She Sitting Bulled the students. By ambushing him with this, just like she was kind of embracing Sitting Bull. She was doing it as Sitting Bull, just like the administrator who got in trouble at another Washington school was inspired by Rosa Parks to go in blackface to school.
Right. I forgot about that lady. These teachers got to just stop.
Yeah, it's white women.
There's a history teacher in the building.
Yeah.
If you're curious... Go ask them.
There's Native American and black students in
there
the building.
There is. You could have just been like, hey, guys, I was thinking of doing this. And the whole room would have went, no, God, please, do not do that.
And I
That's
will say,
dumb.
I will say, usually the students, because high school students are, A, still technically uneducated. They're in high school, so they're still
being
technically
educated.
Exactly. They're during education.
It's pending.
Pending
approval. Pending educated.
Yes, pending approval.
Yeah.
Their education is still sitting there.
Right.
But usually they would think this is hilarious. They would absolutely love it. There was a little bit of laughter from like one thing that the teacher said under her breath, and I don't remember. I didn't hear it. I don't know
right.
what she said. But the room was just silent, and it was the most awkward interaction with it. And she,
a lot
she,
of heads down on the desk.
Just, oh, and she was just so into it too. The teacher would just like it just was bombing like a stand-up comedian. You know, like when stand-up comedians like bomb, and then they just go in more to character because they don't care that they're bombing. That's what it felt like. The teacher was like
that. She enjoyed it.
You think this is bad? Oh, wait. It was
she intended
rough.
On doing it for a minute.
Yeah.
And then they didn't react, and she was like, you know what, I'll go a little longer. And then she just couldn't stop.
She made all the students take the long way to lunch to really, really drive it home.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No, I definitely know what type of teacher this lady is.
The tray of tears instead of the trail of tears.
Good one. That's classic comedy right there, Will. That's good stuff. Yeah.
But no, you can't do that.
You can't.
You can't do that.
Like if it's amazing to me. That,
especially
like,
in a school. Like this,
in a school.
Like this isn't a cancel culture situation.
You're getting on video.
Yeah. It's not like, oh, you have a First Amendment right to say whatever you want. You are teaching students who are impressionable human beings.
They're not your kids.
No, not at all.
They're not your kids at all.
And you are a contracted employee who represents a public state,
thing.
Local something. They represent if it's a public school.
You're doing a poor job of representing right now. You really screwed the pooch, Becky.
Dude, it's so funny.
I know a lady named Becky. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to drag her name into this.
She was wearing the classic teacher getup of like colorful.
Was she wearing
design.
Like a cardigan thingy?
No.
Oh wait, no, she was dressed up as.
No. She was just wearing the classic teacher getup though of a colorful, terrible designed pair of leggings that are one size too big.
Yep.
And then an oversized flowy shirt. It was just like the definition of like a white teacher. It's like, you can't do that.
Was you said the Native American stuff, that was made out of paper, right?
Yes, the headdress was made out of
stapled
paper.
Stapled together.
Which I think
like
makes
a little
it
crown.
Worse. I think it makes it worse because she had to like do it all. If she just like had a headdress, like her, like just like, you know what I mean? Like that.
Is that better?
Yeah.
She, like, is that better?
She just acquired it. You don't know where it came from, but you know she
had
to sit down.
Yeah, my great grandfather had this for
grab
some reason.
Multiple different papers of construction paper, cut
orange,
them out,
yellow.
Make a headband, and then staple the feathers to it. Like that's premeditation murder. It's like going and buying a gun and then plotting out your murder versus just finding a gun and killing somebody. You know
right.
what I mean? Very similar situations.
Sure.
I'd argue the murder is not as bad as what this teacher did, though.
One could argue. What a dumb idiot. It is 2021. Do you not watch the news?
BFSI strikes again. That's our BFSI of the week. A big, fat, stupid idiot of the week. This teacher, right here. Soka Toa. OT. More of it. Next. Hour one overtime, final segment. Getting started live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. This segment brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, the number one sportsbook in America, baby. NFL week seven. 7 weeks already, man.
It's so quick.
Time has flown.
Yes, it does.
It's here. It's here. It is upon us. And FanDuel Sportsbook wants you to get the most out of every single play. That's why they're giving everyone, you heard that right, everyone. It's like the Chick-fil-A, I believe that was in Franklin. No, maybe not Franklin. It was somewhere in the southern region that had a sign that was going viral for saying that everyone is welcome. We don't care about vaccination status, race, gender, anything. FanDuel feels the same way. Every single person can place a risk-free $10 bet every week. And Thursday night, tonight, is a great opportunity to give it a try. Tucker, quickly, while I read this ad read, I want you to put together a same game parlay, because that's all you got to do is place a same game parlay bet with three legs or more. So make sure you got three legs or more. I'd like four. I'd like four, please.
You'd like four?
Four legs, please.
I can put together a four legger.
Four legs and one breast, please. That's what I would like.
Okay. Okay. On you want Thursday night football four legger?
Yes, sir.
All right. Easy money. I'm starting. Give me a time.
I'll time you. Okay. I'll time you. Don't start it yet. Do not start it
okay.
yet.
Okay, I
let
haven't.
Let me pull out the stopwatch. Close the app out.
Close the app,
close
okay.
the app out.
The app is closed out. I'm on my home screen.
Let me know. 3, 2, 1, timer has started. All you got to do is place a same game parlay bet with three legs or more. And if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. Tonight is a perfect opportunity to give it a shot. Tucker is building his same game parlay right now. But FanDuel, I mean, it's one of the greatest things that has ever come out since sliced bread. Since, 1921, I believe, is when sliced bread came out. You got fast payouts, and it's safe and secure. You get your money as little as 24 hours, and you don't have to worry about where that money is coming from. There's no laundering going on with your money. It's coming straight into your bank account and the IRS. Doesn't have to be knocking on your door. It's America's number one sportsbook for a reason. There's no feeling like nailing a same game parlay bet. So lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook and get up to $10 back if your bet does not win. New to FanDuel Sportsbook, sign up today with promo code Overtime. 47 seconds. That's where the easy to use.
I'll be honest with you, I forgot to say time, so take about 5 seconds off of that.
42 seconds.
Yeah.
Less than a minute.
A four legger.
Less than a minute, and you can place a $10 risk-free same-game parlay bet. Hold that thought.
I feel good.
Let me tell the people about the new customers what they can get, and then we'll talk about your same-game parlay. If you sign up today with promo code OVERTIME, all caps, one word, you'll also receive 30-1 odds on the Sunday afternoon matchup between Houston and Arizona, the Cardinals versus the Texans. You can win $150 on a $5 bet. It's promo code OVERTIME, all caps, one word. Now, usually, they do this for a huge game. This seems like a very, very easy Cardinals win. So why not throw $5 down on it and make $150 off of it? 30-1 odds. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. You must be 21 or older. Present Tennessee. Refund issues, not withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund, $10. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Same game parlay bet available for multiple sports in all states, mobile and web. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789 against the TN red line number. 1-800-889-9789. Tucker, let's hear that same game parlay bet.
All right, so for tonight, Thursday night football, Cleveland Browns versus the Denver Broncos in Cleveland. Baker's out. Nick Chubb is out. A lot of people out. A lot of people out for, but I am taking the Cleveland Browns -1.5.
Shout out, Folk.
Case Keenum, I think he can get the job done. Give me Noah Fant to catch a touchdown pass.
Okay.
Give me David Njoku.
Okay.
To catch a touchdown pass.
Two tight ends?
Tight end parlay. My thinking there, Njoku only has one touchdown catch this year. Baker doesn't like him that much. Doesn't throw him touchdown passes anymore. Case Keenum, new guy, comes in. Who do you lean on? The big guy. That's the big
point.
Guy.
That's
you throw
point.
It up. Let him go catch one in the end zone. I think that lands under 40.
I don't hate that at all because you have also Jarvis Landry returning tonight as well, and that might be a little bit more of a distraction to get Njoku open a little bit more.
I took the under 40, as I said. That will give you plus 23,919, which with a $100 wager would win you $23,919. A simple $10 bet will get you $2,391. I think that's not a bad play, boys and girls.
42 seconds. A risk-free same-game parlay bet.
I think it's a good one. I think it's a no-brainer.
That, I mean, it's what they do over there is magic. It's magic. It truly is. It truly is.
How do you feel about this game tonight?
This game, yuck. Mainly just because,
right?
I mean, it's
not a good one.
I've been, it's not really a hot take, so I can't even really say I'm like I've been a proponent of it. But like I said it when the Broncos were 3-0, and I was making fun of you for the Chiefs being in last place. I was like, I do realize the Broncos are 3-0 because they played the Giants, the Jags, and the Houston Texans.
They're bad.
They are now 0-3, I believe, since those three games.
Yes.
I just don't think they have a chance at all. They're a really bad football team who played really bad football teams at the beginning of the season. Now that they played even average football teams, they have not looked good at all. Like the Steelers kind of manhandled them, even though they got a little bit closer at the end. The Steelers really handled them pretty well. In that, the Steelers are not a good football team by any means. I wouldn't call them bad, but they're somewhere right there in that middle of the pack type of team. Yeah, give me, I would take, if I'm building just off the top of my head, a same game parlay of three legs or more, I would go Browns money line.
Okay.
I'd take the under as well at 40. I really like that.
I mean, it's low, but these teams are awful.
I think this is going to be like a
13-10 kind of game.
I was going to say 24-10, but yeah, still same thing.
I don't think either of these teams can get 24.
Really?
I think they're bad, but their defenses aren't really good either, so it could go either way.
I would take Kareem Hunt anytime touchdown score, and I would also take Teddy Bridgewater.
Kareem Hunt is out.
Oh, is he really?
He is out. Kareem Hunt is out.
So they don't have either of their running backs.
No, their starting running back, I believe, is Dearness Johnson.
Oh, okay.
And they got a Felton, I think, is also going to be helping a little bit. So they're a little
really just a stupid show for Will Stevens today.
That's more recent news. You're not a Browns fan. We're not going to hold you to that.
Yeah, I'm not an idiot.
No, you're not folky. Oh my God. But yeah, so the cupboard's a little bare for the Browns, but I think Case Keenum, the guy won a playoff game.
Yeah, that was
him in Minnesota, right?
Yes.
Whatever the hell they named that game, the Stephon Diggs touchdown.
It's very, very simple. Think of the biggest city in Minnesota, and then think of a word that starts with an M.
Was it the Minneapolis Miracle?
It was.
Okay. They could have thought of something better than that. That play was nuts, but okay.
Go ahead. Think of something better than that.
Let's see. Okay, sure. You put me on the spot. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe if you
gave me like some more time, I could probably come up with something.
You could go with case closed.
Solid, okay, but that doesn't really tell you what you know. What's
well, you
going
need
on.
A longer title. You need a longer
you would,
title. But
you would.
Just that could be case closed, and then hyphen. You know what I mean? Then you got the rest.
Case
or colon,
closed.
Colon. Then you got the rest of it.
Yeah, Stephon digs deep, wins the game. I don't even know, man.
Case closed. Vikings digs themselves out of a hole.
I feel like that's just a headline.
Yeah.
We just put a headline. That's not really like a name, you know. That's a different thing.
That's true.
You know, we write for the Minneapolis Times.
Just Katrina Part 2?
No. Wrong. Sort of funny headline. That would have been okay. I mean, it was as bad, you know. Went right under him. How'd he do that?
I don't know.
That's such an old game. That was so
long
ago.
What is worse for Saints fans? I'm not going to bring up the hurricane, obviously. That was a very obvious joke. But that's what I was about to say.
That's gotta
what was worse? Was it the Rams?
Yeah.
Or was it the Minnesota Miracle?
I think it's the Rams. The Rams has to hurt more because at least like the Minnesota one, you know, at the end of the day, you can be like, well, Stephon Diggs still had to go out there and make that play.
That's true. In the Rams one, you literally did nothing wrong.
You did nothing wrong. Exactly. That would still bother me to this day. I still think about D4 jumping offsides. I couldn't imagine if I had a game taken away like that to where the refs literally just said, no, you lose. No, this game? No, sorry. You lose today.
Was that
today.
The year the Rams went to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, and lost to the Patriots.
I don't know if the Rams, would have given them really that much of a try because that Patriots defense was so good that year.
Yep.
But at the same time, I think that would have been a more exciting Super Bowl. But hindsight,
we got robbed. D4 robbed us of one of the greatest Super Bowls of all time. Remember that Rams-Chiefs game that year? That could have been the Super Bowl. Would have been a whole lot cooler than that terrible Patriots-Rams game.
I don't think it would have lived up. Chiefs-Saints, I think, would have been a good game, but I don't think when you have that great of a game, Monday Night Football, that year.
It was so cool.
It would be so hard to live up to that in the Super Bowl. So no matter what happens, it would still be considered boring. But, I mean, that's just stupid sports fans like myself.
I just wanted revenge, to be honest with you.
That makes sense.
I wanted to get that one back.
That makes sense. Tom Brady has your number, apparently.
At least he doesn't own me.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. He doesn't own you.
Sorry, Chicago.
We'll be right back. Hour 2 next. Overtime Hour 2 kicking off live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios.
Dose.
I'm going to let you stew in that one. One of the all-time uniform games going on right now, or not going on right now, but here in
soon.
What, 35 minutes, I think is what it said?
About 30 minutes.
After the show. After the, it's going on after the show. Don't worry about it. It's after 8 o'clock,
yeah,
I promise
do
you.
Do not turn away, okay? It'll be okay.
But no, SMU rocking what looks to be I haven't seen their uniforms all year. I don't know if this is just a new uniform or if it's
it looks good.
Been their ones, but a very Houston Oilers-esque uniform is what we were describing them as, versus Tulane. Who just has, like, they locked away their throwbacks for years and years and then finally brought them out, so they did it right and they look good. All-time uniform matchup, and actually a pretty interesting game as well. That's gonna be a fun one to watch.
I believe it's just SMU's standard
really
uniform.
I thought they were a little bit deeper of a blue.
I think they're new for this year.
Okay,
maybe.
I got you. But yeah. it's not like an Oilers tribute or
I don't
anything
think
like that.
So, no.
I figured. It
doesn't
figured.
Seem so. They look good, though.
They do
I,
look
I
really
like
good.
That baby blue and red. It pops.
Oh, yeah. It looks good. It pops. Looks good. But, yeah, no, all-time uniform matchup because they also then Tulane is the light teal and green. It looks – the sea green, too, and it looks – it's
solid
it's
colors.
Art as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's art as well. I do want to bring up my Braves. 9-2, a big victory last night. I just play up baseball in general. I've been keeping up with it a little bit here and there, but four runs in the top of the ninth to really seal the deal. After,
I don't know.
After hitting a few bombs here and there throughout the game, phenomenal game all the way around.
From your Braves.
Yeah, from my Braves. I mean, yours. Rosario was the guy who, I believe that's how you pronounce his name, or I believe that's who it was, who hit
yep.
the two of them. He hit two jacks. In that matchup last night, Braves trying to seal the deal tonight. If I'm not mistaken, they play again tonight in LA.
I mean, yeah, I believe so. I don't know. I've kind of checked out, man.
Yeah,
I've kind of checked out. I thought you'd keep up with your Braves. To be honest with you, yeah,
well, you're
it's
the,
tonight.
You're the baseball.
It's 8 o'clock. It'll be immediately after we get off air. I also believe Joe Kelly is starting tonight.
Oh, that's gonna be hard for me. I really like Joe Kelly.
I believe he is. I mean, that was word that I had heard. Yeah, Joe Kelly is the starter tonight.
I don't. I know nothing about him other than the fact that he's the dude who did the big frown and then had the video of him breaking his own window while practicing pitching.
Yeah,
and it's just very funny to me that a pro baseball pitcher broke his own window.
Yeah, Joe Kelly's a really good character. I like him, but he's a closer. I'm pretty sure, or at least a relief guy. He's not a starter. But they're starting Joe Kelly.
They are a little worn down though. The Dodgers are.
I mean,
I saw
probably.
A couple of
yeah.
Kershaw, I don't believe is available at all.
No, Kershaw's not available at all. He had to have surgery, I believe.
Yeah, too busy hanging out with Matt Stafford.
Pretty much. Yeah, it's his fault.
But speaking of the Braves, and speaking as a Braves fan, like I say, it's my Braves. Like I am the kind of the head guy.
Yeah, you're the biggest Braves fan at the station for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's me and Russ are tied, you know, because I kind of stole his bit. But me and Russ are definitely tied, and not to get too political. But speaking as a Braves fan, and I don't want to jinx anything, but again, speaking as a Braves fan, if the Braves do end up making it to the World Series, I think the MLB should move it to Colorado.
Okay. That's pretty good.
You did it with the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Stand your ground. I also think it would just be very funny.
Don't let
just
them have it.
Just out of nowhere, they just make them play it in a different state. Like, no, the Braves won, but they didn't win in Georgia. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think that
just
would be.
Steal that,
that
from
would be
them?
Very, very. I would be on Rob Manfred's side at that
I
point.
I mean, it would be very funny. Yeah. I think Atlanta would riot.
I think they'd understand.
Do you? Do you think they'd just be like, yeah, that's cool.
I think
cool.
It would be very similar to...
It's fine.
I'm going to use this for almost everything, but I think it would be very similar to all Tennessee's fans, which I'm tired of, by the way, but I'll get to that point separate. But Tennessee's fans' constant saying of, I don't condone it or I don't like it, but I understand it. Like, I think that would be all of Atlanta's. Like, I don't like it. I would rather them play in Atlanta, but I understand.
You think so?
But which I want to move on to that point of that. I'm going to say that a lot. I have a lot of not running gags, but just I'm a stupid person who likes jokes. So when I find one that I like a lot, I just use it over and over again.
Right.
And that's going to be one I use a lot of. I don't like it, but I understand it, which is just like, no, stop talking. Like, either say against it or you liked it. You know what I mean? Or you understood it. But you can't play both sides of the fence. You can't have a passive aggressive take. It's so frustrating to me as someone like you just that's so stupid to me that you can be on both sides of the fence with a take. One way or the other.
I think that's one you kind of can though.
No, you
don't think so?
You can't. I'll start throwing trash in this room right now.
Would you?
Yeah.
Remember when I tried to throw trash and it didn't work out so well?
You missed.
I threw it left-handed. Yeah. Don't do what I do.
There's plenty of trash sitting around.
If you were in the stadium, would you have thrown trash? Ooh.
No.
I did not.
Strictly because I don't buy things at the same. I don't think I would have had trash
right,
to
right.
throw. But
you
also,
had no
like,
items.
Like I am I'm trying to think how to phrase this. I'm a rule follower. I don't like establishments. I don't like authority, if you will. Not to get too political or anything.
Right.
But I'm not a big people telling me what to do type of guy. But I do listen most of the time. Like I speed. But that's really it. You know what I mean? But like I know many people who have like shoplift like just packs of gums. You know what I mean? It's like a very small thing that doesn't matter at all. But I hate it with a passion. You know what I mean? Like I don't like breaking rules. I think it's dumb. I think it's very dumb. But like the trash, like it, from a fan perspective of watching on the TV, if I was there, I might have a different take on it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But from watching it on the TV, I thought it was one of the coolest and funniest things I've ever seen. Because in my brain, it was just like, wow. Like, it was more like I'm making fun of the people who are throwing trash, even though I'm kind of for it as well. But it's like, wow, like that you.
They're doing it.
You reached your boiling point, and this was your solution. You know,
what
I mean?
Didn't really have any other options, though. I'll give them that. I mean, what else do you do? You can't just run onto the field.
I mean, you could chant "Let's go, Brandon" or something like that.
You could chant "Let's go, Brandon." That seems to work for some people. I mean, people were already leaving. I mean, you know, some were doing their own protesting in their own way. You know, leaving. Many came back.
It was also most of the student body. It really wasn't even that much of fans as much as it was
students.
The student body.
A lot of students.
Which is, like, again, just very funny to me. It's like the media is trying to be like, oh, wow, Tennessee has drunk college students out of the game that acted out.
Yep.
What?
We sure did.
And then Pat Forty or Dennis Dodd or one of the idiots who was tweeting stuff and writing terrible articles about it was saying, like, I think I mentioned it yesterday, of, like, Tennessee started selling alcohol on blah, 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 blah date. It'll be a long time before they sell alcohol again. Okay. Why do you think someone brought a mustard bottle into the stadium? It wasn't for their hot dog.
I don't know why. I don't think they brought it from outside. Yeah, they definitely had intentions of throwing it.
What do you think they go to the concession stands like, people are throwing trash. I need a mustard bottle stat.
I mean, I don't think they asked.
They don't just have. Do they just have mustard bottles sitting out? I thought they still had the little pumps.
No,
really?
Yeah, I mean, on the lower bowl, in the same game, I ate two smoky dogs, and you pay, and then they go, "Yeah, mustard's right there," and there was just a bottle of mustard sitting on the counter.
Think someone just snagged that? I think it was a flask. I think people are getting creative with their flasks and stuff like that.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. A flask. I do like the idea that someone just brought it to throw, though. You know, because that's not the first thing the brain goes to when it's to throw. At least the golf ball made some sense.
I think Lane Kiffin did it.
You think Lane Kiffin planted it?
I think Lane Kiffin, yeah, I do. I think Lane Kiffin went around to students and he was, you know, flirting with a couple of them. And then the other ones, he was like handing like $5 bills and was like, here's a golf ball. You know, they're just emptying out his car because Lane Kiffin is a dirty human being who probably has a car like Jake Miller. Shout out Jake Miller for having one of the most disgusting cars I've ever witnessed in my life. But he was just emptying out his car. He's like, here's some water bottles. Here's some water bottles. Here's some water bottles. Oh, bottle of mustard? Yeah, I guess you can have that one.
Yeah,
here's a golf
it.
Ball. You know, it was a garage sale at Lane Kiffin's place.
Okay. That's a good theory. That's an all right theory.
I don't think Lane Kiffin paid the refs. I think he paid the students. You know,
he threw his visor to that one guy.
I think yeah, that was a little
what
suspicious.
A loser.
That
what a loser
suspicious.
That one guy caught it.
That was probably the head guy, the guy who was running the operation from the inside.
It was him.
But I mean, like, imagine Lane Kiffin just like getting Ole Miss students to be planted into the student section. He's like, okay, and right before the game ends, I want you to start chucking trash. These Vol fans are stupid enough to think you're with them.
I mean, one person throws trash. I saw the first bottle fly. I saw the first one. And I was like, oh no, here we go. And then you saw like 6 fly through the air and then like 10. And it was just like waves growing.
I saw the tweet. We haven't brought it up about it.
It takes one.
They're going to go back and do like the Malice at the Palace type investigation.
Yes. Yep.
To go look at faces of who threw bottles and stuff like that, which I think is, again, very, very stupid.
It is very dumb. But I don't think they're going to get anywhere. I mean, unless you're a student and you have a student ID. Still, like, it would take, like, a chain of them going, hey, you were in this section, saw this person. Do you recognize this person? Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of people going, no. No, I don't.
Yeah, and volunteers are volunteers for volunteering to fight wars, not volunteering information. We're not the Tennessee Rats, baby.
Yeah, not the Tennessee Snitches, okay? No. I don't think they're going to get a ton of cooperation from fans, is all mm-hmm. I'm saying.
I agree with
that. Maybe they won't need it. Maybe they have facial recognition technology, which is a little scary. But if they do, then sure, good for them. But if they have to rely on regular old Joes to help them out in this investigation at all, they will get nowhere. They will be in quicksand.
It's true.
And this will slowly disappear, and people will go on about their lives.
I think it's very funny if they're gonna do a full-on investigation of crowd shots and stuff.
Yep.
And Lord knows we had enough cameras on the crowd to figure out every single person who threw a bottle, but not a good camera angle at that conversion down at the end.
No, you're not allowed to see the spot. No, that's what's more important is seeing the crowd, mm-hmm. the people in the stands.
I was going to say something funny, but I can't remember it. It's tough.
Bummer. Yeah.
Sucks.
I mean, you know, the SEC just doesn't have money, man. You can't be expected to have first down marker cameras.
It's true.
It's tough over there.
I mean, at a certain point, it has to mean more. You know what I mean? Like, it just has to mean more.
At a certain point, you would think. I mean, you would think they could at least, like, duct tape a GoPro to the first down marker.
I don't
and be like, that's what we got.
We have, like, ref cams. I do not understand why we don't have side judge cams.
That'd be... Well...
Like, yeah. they do the umpire cam all the time.
Do they?
Yeah.
Huh. I'm not... I guess I've not noticed that.
Yeah.
For college games?
Yeah.
Huh. For you to see him looking at nothing.
Yeah, it's him staring at the ground and then frantically running away. And that's really all there is
him,
to it.
Him joking with the opposing team's players,
yeah.
such as the refs were doing. I'm still angry. Normally, I'm not still angry. But I think about it still.
I'm just so tired of the response. Like, I'm yawning now because I'm so tired of it. Like, the people on the mainstream media, if you will, of, like, using this as fuel to get headlines written and stuff like that. And I'm not one of the people who genuinely thinks that's... Like, there are certain people who definitely probably have agendas against Tennessee. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to sit here and say that. But I'm not sitting here and saying that every single time anything ever uttered about Tennessee that is not the greatest of all things is because someone has an agenda about Tennessee. Like, today, Russ tweeted out a funny joke about the show. I don't know if you saw this one. But he tweeted out, like, tune in. Actually, it was from the station account, but it was tune in to the only Tennessee sports radio show that will not put on media members who hate Tennessee. And I was just waiting for people to chime in saying, you put on this guy, or you put on this guy, or you put on this guy, because everyone thinks someone who said something negative about Tennessee is something bad.
Right.
And David Ubbin's name came up during conversation because apparently he had called Tennessee fans angry. And then so I went to David Ubbin's replies, and it's just a bunch of people yelling and screaming obscenities at David Ubbin. I was like, yeah, I mean, David Ubbin's right. That doesn't mean that like I like what he said, but Tennessee fans are like, we threw bottles. That was anger.
Yes.
Like, you can't disagree with that. Like everyone who just like it takes so many slights about the university to themselves to personal standards. Like if you're offended, then I'm probably talking to you. Or Mac Miller's quote. From Rap Line. If you think this is a diss, then I'm probably talking to you. I'm so tired of tying. I got knots in my shoe strings. It's a good line.
That's a great line.
But I don't think I got that last part right. But the first part, if you think this is a diss, then I'm talking to you. Like, that's really what it is. Like, if you think that David Ubben, or, and again, I'm not saying Pat Forty or Dennis Dodd or Stillman, like the guys who had really, really asinine tweets that were like, obviously just like they wanted to make fun of Tennessee people because they think they are high and mighty. But like people who just spit facts, the facts don't care about your feelings type stuff. Like they just were like, Tennessee fans are angry. And then you got angry about that. Guess what? He's talking about you. Now, I'm not going to say you're part of the problem because I love angry Vol fans. Angry Vol fans are some of my favorite people. But you can't get angry at people saying you're angry.
Yeah, but have you read Ubben's article?
I have not. I don't have an Athletic subscription. That's how anti-David Ubben I am.
Good. Good. I'm glad you put that out there early because he's definitely not as sympathetic as he was when he was on the beat.
Yeah, no. Yeah, obviously.
He was a little...
Yeah.
Scorching.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I have to say that Vol fans are stupid too? Yes, that's how... It's the same thing with like Schefter. And when everyone's like freaking out of like, what? Schefter sent his articles to someone who works in the NFL and that's who he was getting his sources from? Yes, that's how that stuff works. Like, you're not going to be as harsh to the people who give you the clicks and basically pay your checks. I wouldn't write a hit piece on Nate Hodges. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I would never write a hit piece on the 37.
Yeah.
Like, that's just not going to happen.
Right, but...
And then once
he didn't have to immediately go, you know, go flip to the dark side.
But it's different because he's right. He's not wrong. You know what I mean?
Well...
And again, I'm not
sure in that one phrase where he called us angry. That is true.
Can you bring up anything else? Because that's all I've heard. And
sure.
Let me pull up the article. Just people being mad that he called us angry.
Yeah, I have an Athletic subscription.
Big David Ubben fan?
No. They've got some
he is a friend of the station, though, so quick shout-out to that man.
He was a friend.
I don't know if he's coming back because of the outrage, but yeah. I like his calls. I'll say that. He's a good follow on Twitter as well.
Okay.
If David, if you're listening to this, hit me with that follow back, baby.
He's not listening.
No, he's not listening. He's too scared.
He talks about the thing is overreactions have given Vol fans a poor reputation in college football.
Okay.
I'm not going to read the entire thing. Hold on. I mean,
like, the Vol fans really are like when and I don't mean this in a sexist manner. It's really anybody, but the stereotype is like when a woman is overreacting and then the man says, "Honey, you're overreacting," and then she overreacts more. Like, that is the situation that is it. Like, Tennessee fans, again, I'm not saying I don't like it. I love the passion. But by definition of like overrated, underrated, like we are overreacting, if you will, with a lot of things that we've done.
Yeah, I mean, do you, on paper, the Tennessee fan experience during this past decade plus should be one that inspires sympathy. Instead, it inspires far more punchlines and derision. It is not because people like picking on poor old Tennessee. It's not because the entire sport has conspired against Tennessee fans or the idiots who spawned embarrassments like we saw Saturday. That shift, like many of Tennessee's struggles on the field in that same time span, is self-inflicted. And he goes on to say that just pretty much
Wow, it sucks to have harsh honesty. Like that. Like, again, I don't like what he's saying. It sucks to hear the truth. I should come out now as a David Ubben stan. I should say that now. I'm an Ubben stan.
So you're now against the bottle throwing?
No! I can have all the opinions I want to have and still understand that, yes, Tennessee is not I shouldn't say the greatest of fan bases, because I think we're one of the best fan bases in terms of interaction, passion. But passion leads to then also, like every good relationship has fights. You know what I mean? Like, I saw a tweet the other day that hit me right in the heart of, like, if your girl's not acting crazy around you, then she's not giving you her true self. You know what I mean? Because, like, everyone is crazy. That's not just about girls. But, like, if you don't think that someone's a little weird or a little crazy, then you're not really getting their full self. Like, Tennessee is their full self all the time. I maybe would disagree with the self-inflicted part, but I agree with that. Like, people who think that the NCAA is conspiring against us, that the mainstream media has it out for us, are very foolish, is what I'll say.
Okay. The mood of this article, I believe, is just much more... It's a little over the top for a little bottle throwing. Because let's remember, that's what spawned this.
We can say that he's overreacting, too. That's okay.
Yeah, the entire media world has been.
Yes, we've said that multiple times. But Tennessee also overreacts in a lot of situations. Again, I think he is being honest. I think he is doing, which is not my favorite type of journalism, but honest journalism.
Okay. Sure. I do believe he's doing a little dogpiling, you know, with the...
Probably.
It's just a,
that's fair. Like, that, you're making fair points.
I don't think he really believes... he also said that we put... Ole Miss's players in actual danger, and that they were lucky to get out.
I don't agree with that. They're wearing pads and helmets, yeah. And if they really wanted to, they could take on every single player or person in that stadium. Like, I would take Ole Miss's 52 over the 102
yeah.
any day of the week. You know what I mean?
Pretty much.
But like that is wrong. I'll go ahead and say that. Like, I can be an honest person too. Like, that's wrong. He's incorrect in that statement. But to quote, doing a lot of rap quotes on this segment real quick, but
yep.
To finish out, to quote the great Lizzo, I'm a Lizzo stan too. David Ubbin and Lizzo, those are the two people I stan
okay.
the most. Very similar people. Truth hurts. That's all there is to it. The truth hurts.
Oh.
Something about a Minnesota Viking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sorry if I know you're not very excited to hear the words that are coming out of my mouth, and to anybody who's listening as well who's not very excited to hear the words that are coming out of my mouth, I'm not really sorry as much as it sucks to hear, but like sometimes you got to be reasonable and understand and think critically, if you will. And I can still not necessarily agree with it or like it and still be like, yeah, I mean, like I guess that's true. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Headline, Will Stevens hates Vols fans.
Yeah, go ahead and put it. I hate myself so much, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm a very self-deprecated human.
Sure.
I got spin spoons for days.
I just think, you know, the problem's not really in, like, it's in a, like, why write it?
Because he's a journalist, and it's the biggest story of the weekend.
It's the biggest story of the weekend just because everybody's making such a big deal about it.
No, it was not. We've been complaining that it was on SEC Network. It was one of the bigger games of the weekend this past weekend.
Sure, yeah. The game.
Like, it was a huge game, and that
But nobody's talking about the game itself.
Because, I'm sorry, but, like, that was one of the biggest things that happened this weekend. Now, I understand that, like, the mainstream media are having bad takes on it, but it was going to go viral nonetheless. Like, if journalists didn't exist, no one wrote articles about it, it was still going to go viral and get talked about on social media nonetheless. And writers, journalists' jobs are to write about sports things that are big news and go viral. They also write really terrible articles of, like, way too early top 25s and stuff that
yep.
are boring you to sleep. So then when they have these little things like this, they have to get in on them. Because, like, the summer and all of the BS that they have to pull out of their butt to come up with. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, when you get an opportunity to actually write about something that's happening, everyone's going to jump on it. That's why there were so many stories, and that's also when you have more things, just like Tennessee has one of the biggest crowds in the NCAA in terms of stadium size, in terms of fan base size in general. That's why you have bad apples. It's the same thing of, like, when you have so many people writing articles, you're going to have really bad takes inside of those articles as well.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah, come at me if you want to. I'll throw some trash at you. I don't care. More overtime next. Overtime! Hour two, final segment before birthdays. Little Bee Gees.
It just... Get you moving a little bit.
Feels good. It feels good.
Get some pep in your step.
I'm dead inside, but it feels good.
Yeah, me too.
I'm very tired.
Yeah.
4:30 in the morning. I'm gonna do a lot of complaining on this show because this is the only place I have to talk.
Right.
So I apologize if you don't care. But guess what? I don't care. I'll throw trash at you. It's the type of man I am. Speaking of trash, not to insult anybody out there, I'm speaking of myself as well. Your vehicle looks like trash. I'm gonna say it straight up. Your vehicle, no matter what it looks like right now, looks like garbage.
It does.
It's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sad reality. But good news is there is a way to fix that. Go check out GNJ Auto Graphics. They're doing a giveaway this Friday. I believe Russ said on the drive before this show, obviously, that 3 and Out was going to be doing one of the giveaways, and I think the drive was going to do the other two. I could be mistaken, so make sure you just tune into all of the hours of Fan Run Radio to make sure you get in on that giveaway.
I mean, who knows? It could be us.
Yeah, I mean, it could be.
You better tune in just to be sure.
I think Russ would probably give the last one, but I think we might have something in store for you guys.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Maybe.
Who knows?
You got to listen to find out.
Nobody knows. God only knows, as the Beach Boys once said. But you can win awesome car prizes all this month, courtesy of G&J Auto Graphics. They're doing the big giveaway, because they're doing three, as Jeff from G&J Auto Graphics told Russ that if Ole Miss lost to Tennessee, if Tennessee beat Ole Miss, that he was going to give away three prizes. And Jeff is a man of his word and understands. He doesn't condone it, but he understands what happened in Neyland Stadium. And said, you know what? Give the people what they want.
A man give of the people.
Give them three prizes anyways. And that's what they're doing this week. So make sure you tune into all hours of Fan Run Radio tomorrow so you can make sure you get in to get that giveaway. All you got to do to enter, to register for that giveaway, is go to fanrunradio.com. I mean, you should be going there anyways just because it's a phenomenal website where a lot of talented people put out a lot of very good pieces. But then click on the G&J Auto Graphics giveaway, and that's the link to register. I don't know all the details of what to register, but even if they want your social security number, it's worth it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Put all of your information in there.
Yeah, everything you
want. It's
own.
Going to me.
Thumbprint.
What do you think I'm going to do with it?
God knows.
I'm going to throw trash at it. That's what
you're
I'm going to do.
You're going to keep throwing trash at it? Man.
They're giving away free detailing sessions, free window tints, and Ceramic Pro coatings. Again, just register on our website, and you'll be able to choose which service you want. Prize drawings will be done weekly, so sign up today. It's quick, easy, and best of all, Tucker, it's free.
Wow.
It's a free giveaway.
I like free. Free's a good thing.
I mean, your car looks like trash. We're offering you an opportunity to get it looking nice for free. You'd be even stupider than me during the first segment to not take this opportunity. Again, tune in all hours of Fan Run Radio tomorrow to make sure you get a chance to hear your name if you are the lucky person. Because if you, it's like a doctor's office, you know? If your name's set out and you don't show up to the appointment, if you're a little bit late, we're moving on to the next patient,
yep.
Baby. We got sick people throughout here. We got a lot of people with trash cars.
Yeah. We got to turn and burn.
Turn and burn.
That's what it's all about.
I'm very upset I don't get to participate in this.
Yeah.
I would like some window tinting.
Some tinting?
Yeah.
I've got a little tinting. I would wrap my car to look like Lightning McQueen.
That would be sick.
Because my grill, it looks like a large mouth already. You could just make it white, and it would look like Lightning McQueen.
Fair.
You know?
Speaking of large mouths.
Yeah. Who's got one?
Donald Trump.
Boom. Roasted. What'd he do?
No, that was it. I just wanted to make a talk. No, I kid. Ba-dum-ts. I kid.
Oh, no?
I wouldn't roast the great 45. headline. Trump's Truth social network. He's releasing a new social network.
Oh,
hacked within hours of announcement.
Ah, of course. those, you know, you got to watch out for those hackers. They're pesky.
Former President Donald Trump's new social media platform was reportedly hacked within hours of its announcements. Trump announced he was launching a new media company, Trump Media and Technology Group, and its Truth Social app. That's a terrible name for an app. The Republicans,
awful.
as non-political as I want to make this, you're really bad at coming up with names. Like, I understand, like, yeah, big tech is scary, censorship and all that jazz, but at least they have good names for their apps.
Original.
Yeah, Truth Social.
Not very good.
Yawn.
Not as cool.
Parler.
Pretty bad.
Sounds kind of gay to me, you know what I mean?
Wow. Okay.
But the True Social app will begin a beta launch. Beta? What?
That doesn't sound...
That's even worse.
That doesn't sound right for that crowd. Doesn't sound like they'd like that very much.
It's a beta launch for invited guests in November with a nationwide rollout plan scheduled for the first quarter of 2022. But people were able to sign up and create accounts using a publicly available link. The technology reporter for the Washington Post said on Twitter late on Wednesday, "I literally just registered Mike Pence. The site hasn't even launched yet, and it's already this vulnerable."
Oh, wow.
So Mike Pence on Truth Social.
He's on Truth Social now. Good.
In another tweet, he said, "It appeared Donald J. Trump account on Truth Social had been hacked. A screenshot Harwell shared showed the pinned post of the account as a defecating animal."
Do we know what kind of animal?
It was the classic poop on balls pig. You know exactly the pig.
I know
I'm
the pig.
About.
I know the one. I've seen that pig. I know that pig anywhere. Yes. Yeah.
What a pig.
Yeah. I've got to be a rough life for that pig.
Everyone was like, oh, when pigs fly. I was always the man of when pigs poop on their balls.
They do often. Those poor fellas. They got too much going on, you know. You can't. I mean, you gotta have a real bad time to arc it over, you know. And then you still lose, you know.
It's very unfortunate too because their tail isn't the thing that's in the way. Usually, most animals, their tail is the thing that
right.
gets the brunt of the poop.
Yeah, yeah. The tail is a very the tail in nature. Is a pretty, in some ways, very efficient.
Swatting flies and
right,
such.
Right, right. You know, cats use it for balance.
Gives you a game to play when you're bored to chase it.
Right, right, right. But just gets soaked in dookie all day.
This is true.
All day. I watch these cows, you know, back home we had a large field and we had people who would keep cattle there. And I'd walk out there and I'd be like, wow, you know, you want to, you know, think that these cows are, you know, they're kind of cute. You know, you want to pet one. But then you just see them and there's just poop. All in their tail. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have a dreadlock of poop on
their
tail.
They got mulch tails.
Yeah, it's thick, and you're just like, you know what? Nah, I'm okay. You know, really, really makes the cow less cool.
Another reporter for the Daily Dot, quote, was just able to set up an account using the handle @DonaldTrump on Truth Social, former President Donald Trump's social media website.
He doesn't even have his own account.
Although the site is not officially open, a URL was discovered allowing users to sign up anyway. In a follow-up tweet, he added, for those asking the public domain for what appeared to be the mobile beta of Trump's new social media platform, Truth Social has been taken offline.
Mm.
I did manage to grab a screenshot of the account settings menu before access was blocked.
Mm.
In a statement, Trump said his goal in launching Trump Media and Technology Group and the Truth Social app is to create a rival to big tech companies that expelled him after the deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Quote, I created Truth Social and TMTG. That's all I'm going to do. I just like doing an impression just for the first five words.
Yeah.
I created Truth Social and TMTG.
You had that one, though.
To stand up to tyranny of big tech. He said, thank you, by the way. We live in a world where the Taliban has a huge presence on Twitter, yet your favorite American president has been silenced. This is unacceptable.
It's not very good. I can't do him.
This is a huge problem. The Taliban.
I've not heard him speak in so long, to be honest with you.
The Taliban is going viral.
It's very big. It's very... They're growing. I can't do him.
You sound like Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns.
Now when you try to do a Mr. Burns.
No, that one was fine, okay? Homer, you fight. Nah, it's gone. Move on.
Trump had spoken about launching his own social media site since he was banned from Twitter previously. His favorite megaphone over the risk of inciting violence. He also remains indefinitely suspended from other sites, including Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. In May, he unveiled a new section of his website called, quote, From the Desk of Donald J. Trump. The blog was soon abandoned after a reported decline in visitors. It's really just like a creed thoughts.
Man. He's got to be going crazy.
Yeah.
He's tried two new things, and, like, no one's listening.
Yeah.
Like, that was his whole deal, was Twitter. I think without Twitter, he doesn't become president.
I think that's why he went so far in the other direction of, like, okay, no one's listening to me. Let me see if I can really get them to listen. And he was like, all Republicans don't vote in the next election. It was one of the funniest things ever.
Whoa.
Trump, one of the few things I agree with Trump about. Republicans should not vote in the upcoming election.
You guys can see, you know, the same. It's good to see common ground, you know, with people.
They've been preventing people from voting for so long that they should prevent themselves from voting.
What a twist.
Oh, how the tables have turned. Another Washington story today. Washington, just not a good state in general. Obviously, it's because the Democrats occupy it.
That's right.
But no, I mean, obviously, you had the blackface instance that was in Washington. I'm pretty sure the Sokotoa teacher was also in Washington. And a Washington newscast accidentally broadcast pornographic clip during a weather report.
Oh, no. How much? How bad? Does it don't say it, but give me a 1 to 10 on how bad it was. Is it like if a kid sees it, then their mind is ruined?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Let me think how to phrase this. It was...
Okay. Oh, well, you're going for it.
A night sky with no cloud coverage, where it was a full moon, but
gotcha.
Then all of a sudden, the gates of heaven opened. The sky split.
Oh.
And you
okay.
And you could see the gates of heaven, if that makes sense. You could see life, if you will.
Oh.
A news station in Washington State has exposed itself to possible fines after broadcasting a short clip of pornography during its evening news broadcast. Pornographic content was broadcasting during the 6 p.m. Sunday newscast on CBS affiliate Krem 2. As the host offered a weather update, a short clip of a woman's rear appeared on a visual display behind the meteorologist Michelle Boss. The clip was only 13 seconds long, but the sudden appearance of explicit content was difficult for viewers to ignore. Quote, around 6:30 p.m. on Sunday, the Spokane Police Department began to receive calls regarding what was described as pornographic
they called
or explicit
the cops.
Images during a television weather forecast.
Oh, my
they
God.
They called the cops.
They called the cops. I love that reaction. I don't know what's going on here, but there's porno on the news. Do something about this. I love that. I love that the you just call the cops.
I hope the operator
something happens.
I hope the operator was like, "What channel?" You
know? Whoa! Wait, what? You kidding?
It's like
local news.
Always Sunny Mac was talking to this girl, and she was like, "Yeah, one of my crazy exes posted my nudes on a website where you get back at your exes."
Yeah.
And he was like, "Oh my gosh, that's horrible." What website was that? It's one of my favorite
so ones. I can, like, stay away from that one. She was like, yeah, you know, it was just one of those. He's like, yeah, but there's so many
of them.
Yeah, that's a great bit. That's kind of how, yeah, I mean, if I'm a 911 operator, someone calls and says that, I'm going to immediately, it'll pull me out of character. You know, you have your little 911, what is your emergency?
Voice, if
yeah,
you will.
911, what is your emergency? Yeah, there's porno on the news. No way. Nuh-uh. Are you kidding? Hold on.
That's like saying a pig pooped on his balls.
Yeah, it's ludicrous. It's crazy. Can you believe this?
Well, if I was the operator, I'd be like, 911, thank you for calling. What can I do for you? And they're like, there's porn on the TV. Can you FaceTime me real quick? Can we switch this call over to a FaceTime?
Let me see.
The department said it would investigate how the image appeared, and the station is cooperating fully with the police. So the police are involved. For this, apparently.
Okay. I mean, oh no. Can someone go to jail for that?
I mean, if it is like someone who, because it wasn't like a established brand, if you will.
Right.
It was what looked to be a social media clip, if you will.
Gotcha.
And I don't know if it was a OnlyFans social media clip or if it was maybe there could be, and I haven't seen anything about this, this is just me speculating of why would the police be involved anyways or what they would be getting the bomb to, of could it have been, like we just said, of like the ex posting nudes on a website, could it have been an ex posting onto the thing? Was it just an accidental play? Like what was the reason? Who was it?
I guess you do want to get to the bottom of, you know, yeah. Just to understand, hey, how'd this happen?
And like, I'd like to know who it was so I could maybe check out some more content.
And I'd like whoever's responsible to be put in prison.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's me for sure. I like a, you know.
Maybe head producer. Prison or head producer. One of the two.
Prison or what now?
Or executive producer.
Right. Yeah. That would be good. The prisoners would probably love that sort of.
It's true.
Production. You know?
I think so. That's really all they get to watch in prison is the local news. Imagine what happened
in
the local
day.
Prison if they're all gathered around the telly box and all of a sudden there's just pornographic material on there.
What a day.
That, inciting a riot. That's worse than January 6th.
You think they
right
riot
there.
Or do you think they all come together as brothers? You know?
I think they might come together. I think that's probably what they would
have
done. Did you see Jason Kelsey's comments on Ben Simmons? That.
No, Jason Kelsey, you said?
Yeah, Jason Kelsey.
What'd he say?
Well, obviously a Philadelphia 76ers, Ben Simmons, Philadelphia Eagles player.
Yes.
Jason Kelsey, so no one knows how terrible the fans. Speaking of which, like I almost said this earlier. This just reminded me of it, so I'm gonna save this story for just a second so I can get back onto the train of what we were talking about earlier with Tennessee and stuff. Can we embrace the scumbag?
We can.
Will we? Because I want to. Like I think that's what being a scumbag is being okay with being a scumbag.
Sure. I think it's cool.
Like,
yeah.
You're just, like, not a good person, or you're just angry, or whatever Ubbin wants to say about you, if you do react like that, and you do have these things that are very true, and then you get annoyed or upset when they say those things, the scumbag's like, yeah, I'm a scumbag. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be scumbags. We can still be nice to the visitors.
There's a thing. It's not, our feelings aren't hurt. It's just, it's not a...
It seemed like a lot of people's feelings were hurt.
There's a reaction, but it's not a, aw, it's a, oh, really? Okay. This fan base is aggressive.
I think
hair trigger.
It was a lot more similar to the reactions you were getting out of Ole Miss fans when they were saying things back and forth to you than it is the, oh, really?
You think
and
so?
Maybe they're doing oh really, but oh really is when you do oh really, you have to have something to step up with, not just a bunch of expletives. You know
what I
mean?
I think as a fan base, we usually step up to the plate.
It's true. This is true. But I think we can still be nice to visitors fans. We can still be the traditional Tennessee experience and still embrace that maybe we're not the greatest of human beings most of the times. You know what I mean?
I don't think anyone...
Like, Poe Buddy's nerfic, baby.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's saying we are. I think that's...
But every time someone points it out, that's when we get upset about it. That's my point. Like, stop. And again, maybe upset's not the right word, but having a reaction to it that is not, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if we just said yeah and kept it moving, I would like that.
Well, there's varying degrees of this thing. Yeah, they could call us jerks, or they could, you know, pretend like we're domestic terrorists. Like, we can call out whenever someone, you know, I think it's allowed when they go that far and you're just like, okay, this is obviously too much, and you answer back to that. That's fine.
I'm not saying you don't get on Twitter. Like, everyone's going to get on Twitter, but like, just embrace it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like someone,
we did during baseball
season.
When
someone calls us classless, I don't necessarily agree with that, but embrace it. Like, that's what we did during baseball season. We were the villains, you know what I mean? Like, embrace being a villain. Maybe scumbag is a hard word just because it's a mean word to talk about Philly fans. But be those mean fans if we truly want to be and truly how we are, but then stop getting so worked up about it. But speaking of getting worked up, Jason Kelsey had the comments. Quote, everybody can bleep and complain about how tough this city is to play in. Just play better, man. The city will love you.
It's, yeah.
Which
good
is
point.
Quite literally how we feel about all of our coaches as
yes.
well. That is because a lack of accountability. If that got corrected, you fix some free throws. None of that is happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, again, it's very similar to every fan base. But we are kind of similar to the Eagles.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Fulmer is our Andy Reid.
Yeah. You want to play some birthdays?
You know, we can. Certainly.
Do you want to, though?
I mean, sure, man. It's whatever, you know.
All right. Birthdays next, I guess. Don't go anywhere. Woo! Happy birthday. Time for the birthday game, for the birthday game, for the birthday game. As always, people are born and then we talk about them no later and no sooner. Only thing that's different is the names and the day. Tucker, take it away.
Alrighty. A lot of A-listers today. I say a lot. At least the first one's definitely an A-lister. Probably a double A-lister when it comes to just notoriety.
This man's a battery?
No. This
you said
woman.
Double. You said, oh. This woman's a battery?
This woman is not a battery.
You said double A.
This woman is a celebrity, is how I'm going to leave it.
Kim Kardashian.
Yes. Really? Yeah,
I'm
obviously.
On my,
yes.
I'm on my stuff again.
Dude. Yeah. She's 41. She rose to fame on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, yeah. As, you know, some people
and
know.
And having her clip aired on Creme 2 News Channel.
That was her? Wow. I knew that's where she got her big break. They got everybody in here. Okay. A lot of names in that article. Or in that, you know, whatever. A
lot of names associated with the Kardashians.
Whole lot of names associated with the Kardashians.
Makes me uncomfortable that they're all K's. I don't like that.
They all are. Even
do you think one of their middle names is a K and they just haven't released it yet? I'm going to Google that real quick.
One of their middle names?
Yeah.
What do you mean one of?
Like one of the Kardashians' middle names.
What if they're all K's?
Well, then that would be even worse.
Even worse.
For what I'm...
I see what you're insinuating.
They put the K backwards in baseball for a reason.
Yes.
What is... Continue. I'm no, just going to do some Googling.
Tarzana, California. Never heard of this place before. 26 years old. This person is an R&B singer. A singer and rapper who first gained significant attention when this female R&B singer had a viral internet meme go across the web, went really popular. It was a song, had to do with animals, went real big. Her second studio album...
Nicki Minaj and Anaconda, but who's the dude?
No. Her...
Oh, it's not?
No. This is a the birthday is a girl.
Oh, okay, okay, I'm sorry.
The birthday is a girl. They're an R&B singer. They had a music video go viral in 2018. It was like a meme song. First thing I ever saw of this person. Their second album reached top 10 on the U.S. Billboard 200 in 2019 and featured the hit song "Say So."
I know who it is.
Their stage name.
Is it the girl who said that she was going to put boobs on Twitter she didn't put boobs on Twitter?
And she says, no, I'm not going to do that. I thought that was very funny.
Oh, no.
Yep, it was her. She released her EP Purr in 2014.
Oh, it's Doja Cat.
It's Doja Cat.
I knew who it was. I was picturing her. She's a very talented artist. I really enjoy the music.
Whenever Moo, which was the video I was talking about, I was instantly like, I like the cut of this girl's jib. Like, I liked it instantly. I mean, it helps that she's also, you know,
a very talented and very beautiful
woman
and mind.
She's a solid combo. I was like, that's
very, very
cool.
Beautiful in both senses of the words of mind and body.
Yes. And Moo, she was great in Dave, too.
Is she in the season two?
She's in like an episode.
Okay.
She appears.
I didn't finish season two.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Really? You didn't like it?
I know it. You're supposed to, like, I know it starts slow. I couldn't get through it. There was too many things I wanted to watch to have to push through something.
You can't get like 8 episodes, 20 minutes? No?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay.
What's her song that's going viral right now?
I don't know. Does she have a song going viral?
It's very
right
good.
Now?
I can't remember
Best
the title
friend?
Of it.
She's in that song. Her and Saweetie. That's actually a pretty good song, too. You know, that's my best friend. Anyways.
Oh, Kiss Me More. That's a good song.
Oh, that is a good song, yeah. R.I.P. to a legend. Died December 27, 2016 at age 60. Beverly Hills, California, 1956 is when they were born.
2016.
They are a movie actress.
Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
I saw her name trending, so I assume that's what it was.
Gotcha. Yeah, she died. She was one of the many famous people to die in 2016.
Big inspiration for Halloween costumes. The easier, lazy costumes, too. White robe and honey buns on the side of your head.
Yeah, you could do that pretty easy. But yeah, super legend.
Another one
Carrie
of those
Fisher.
Beautiful minds and beautiful souls.
Straight
or
up.
Beautiful minds and beautiful
Here's
bodies.
Another beautiful mind, beautiful body.
Russell Crowe.
No. 79 years old, Brooklyn, New York. She is a tough but fair New York family court judge whose daytime TV
Am
show...
Am I going to have to get her full name?
I wouldn't. No.
Then Judge Judy?
It's Judge Judy's birthday.
Did you see
beautiful
that
mind,
whole,
beautiful body,
Did you
baby.
See that whole issue with her bailiff?
And then
she replaced her bailiff because he was asking for too much money.
Oh, I think I do remember that, yeah. Sorry. I mean, Judge Judy is
the bailiff asked
very
for
rich
too much,
woman.
The bailiff asked for too much money and then said that they never asked him to negotiate and that his wife has, like, some sort of cancer. It was a very sad story.
Oh,
but it was a very funny headline of, like, bailiff fired for asking for too much money. I was like, oh, this is going to be good content. And it was like, my wife is dying and they didn't give me a chance to renegotiate my contract.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah.
When they hit you with the, haha, this could be funny, but it's a sad story.
I wonder if you could take Judge Judy to Judge Judy.
That'd be sweet. She rules over the case, but there's a second judge ruling over her ruling over that case.
I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
Tell it to me in a minute.
We'll see you tomorrow. Picks and previews tomorrow. Good college, good NFL weekend. Not a great college football weekend, but we'll find some picks and we'll have some fun. Make sure you tune in to all hours of Fandom Radio as the giveaways
all
will
day.
Be going on all day long. Don't go anywhere. I mean, you can go somewhere. Just make sure you're back here by 7 o'clock.
We love you guys.
Yeah.